T-Mobile.
VWA, KP4, CBA. What you doing, Steve?
Let me hold it, Noah.
What?
Let me hold it, Noah. Let me borrow a dollar from you.
I just carry large bills.
That's all right. A one with a couple of zeros behind it, or even one zero behind it's okay.
For the 2-0 bills.
That'd be all right. What's up this morning, big boy?
Much. I'm just sitting around right now. I was thinking about maybe going for a ride.
Down below my threshold ride, it's 52 degrees out there. Well, it's 52 up here where I am.
52 here, but I've got a suit, so it'll keep you warm down to 40, and it's really nice.
The suit, we'll still go for a ride.
Well, you can get you one online for about $368.
That I'd have to buy me a snowmobile to go with it and take it out west up into Yellowstone and have to get out and get extra gear like heated gloves and a heated helmet and all that kind of stuff. By the time it was all over, it'd run me 15 or 20 grand.
I had a heated suit for about 800, I think.
Close.
Can't afford that. This one has, I can't remember what it's got in it, but it you better be walking out the door when you put it on. And it's got a lining in it so that it'll keep you dry if it starts raining. And it's a really nice suit. And it's a full body suit. It zips up at an angle and goes all the way up around your neck, so it's nice.
Yep. Last time I was out in Wyoming, I rented one of those heated cold suits for the snowmobile. Man, I tell you what, the morning we left, it was 10 below zero, and I stayed toasty. It was nice.
I'm glad to know they work that well. if I have to move somewhere where it's that cold, I'll keep that in mind. So, but hopefully I'm going to be staying put.
Let's hope things get back to normal enough. Sue has never been out west, up into the Tetons or into the Rockies. And we were going to take a little tour out there the second week of September this coming. And I guess we're just rethinking that now with all the junk that's going on. We may shoot for spring of 21, you know, somewhere around, April or May, you know, into 21. And anyhow, we just have to kind of smoke it over, see how it works out, but we're sure not going to go this September. And I am disappointed about that. That was going to be a fun trip.
We've been talking a year, and, us old fogies, a year ago, but goes by in a hurry.
Worth of giddy-up-go goes by in a hurry, too.
Because my get up and goes and got up and went.
When I was a kid, I used to watch Porter Wagner on Saturday afternoons. And they used to have a guy on there named Speck Rose. And his favorite thing was to sing this song, Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I'm starting to resemble that song.
You're cracking me up over here.
My face. Get a lot of cracks in it. Oh, well. We can't all be as pretty as you, Dave.
I tell you, I used to have hair, and I was younger and that sort of thing. But I honestly, I don't care what I look like. I'll go out and have to shave for 2 days, and of course my hair, there's nothing to it. I just run a little water through it and dry with a towel. It's done, you know. So, you know, I'm not out to impress anybody anymore.
I don't know if you remember that close or not, but you know I was already losing it when I was a senior in high school.
Well, I remember Bill and Steve Wilcox, they were going bald in high school.
Bill, I saw Bill here recently. I got to call him again pretty soon. He's not in great physical shape either. He has heart problems. But yeah, I tell you what, he still has some.
I think he had kind of the Nero look or something. But anyway, next time you talk to him, tell him I said hello. We were friends, and we were roommates for a semester at North Greenville.
Okay. And well, I know he was big into those left-handed cigarettes for a while.
Left-handed cigarettes?
Pot. Marijuana. Stuff they just made legal?
Oh,
yes, Bill.
Well, you know, we were in college, and it was kind of, you know, everybody, I guess everybody tried it once, or most everybody, but it never did do much for me.
Everybody was young and dumb at one point or another. But he was kind of big into it for a little while. But anyhow, you know, we all grow up and get smarter. Well, some do.
Yeah, Phil was up there for, I think he was up there the whole year, the freshman year, and he was in Lawton Hall, which was where Phil and I were. I think he had a room by himself. There were several. Evidently, they didn't have enough students to fill that one up. The oldest set of buildings, and it was on kind of a terrace. You'd have a section, and then it would go down some steps. You have another section, and it'd go down some more steps. But they all looked alike.
Building's still there now?
Negative. They tore them down, I think they built I don't know what you call them, suites, where you have, I don't know, four people, or these things may be two-story. Might be eight people living in each one, or it might be 16, heck, I don't know. But anyway, but they're really nice. I think Bruce Hall is still there.
About those round ones, kind of like birdhouses?
I don't think so. I'll be honest with you, you have to ask Phil. I haven't been up there lately, so it's been 3 or 4 years. I used to go up there and eat lunch with Phil every now and then.
I think he's all tweeter-pated over the virus right now. At least I know his wife is. So... Well, anyhow, I'm going to jump off here, bud. I just destinated back at the house, and I'm going to go in here and play with a couple of my hobbies until about 12, and I'm going to go down and meet Phil to look at some stuff. Daniel and see if we can't get something going on his project. So, all right, I'll catch you later. Try to behave. 73 is KN4 VWA. Clear after your final.
Well, you take it easy and stay healthy. I can't get in too much trouble sitting here in the house. At least I hope not. You take care. I'll talk to you later. WN4, okay. VWA. KN4 VWA. This is KB4 CBA.
N4IQ.
KB4 CBA.
Just want to let you know, I had forgot about giving you a phone call. By the way, I did pretty good in that contest. I mean, good for me. But if you're going to be home later on this afternoon, I'll give you a call.
As far as I know, I'll probably be here all day. I was thinking about going for a ride, but I about talked myself out of it.
It'll be a pretty day for a ride. This is going to be a pretty day to work out in the yard, and that's what I'll be doing. I'm going to have to stop here and get some gas. So, anyway, I just like to let you know I hadn't forgotten. I've got a little sticky note there to call you back.
The sticky notes, they get old and they fall off, and then you don't see it anymore.
But in this case, I also put some scotch tape on it.
Okay. All right, well, I look forward to hearing from you just whenever you have time. No rush.
Yeah, I'm over here. I went and got a haircut. That's a haircut by appointment. me and the guy are the only guys there. Anyway, let's go over here and get some gasoline. I'll catch you later. 73 N4AQ.
Get you some of that go juice, and it's cheap. And we'll talk to you later. N4IQ, KB4CBA.